is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushed back against growing U.S. pressure for a humanitarian pause to protect civilians and allow more aid into Gaza. VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected U.S. calls for humanitarian pauses in the shelling of Gaza.
I conveyed that we are proceeding with all our might, and Israel refuses any temporary ceasefire that does not include the return of our kidnapped hostages.
As outrage grows at the images of death and destruction coming out of Gaza, many have called on the U.S. to do more to ensure the protection of civilians. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Blinken is scheduled to meet with Jordan's King Abdullah II on Saturday. More than 60 people were killed when a shallow 5.6 magnitude earthquake hit a remote pocket of Nepal. The tremor hit the far west of the Himalayan country late Friday. It was measured by the U.S. Geological Survey at just 18 kilometers deep. People can be seen digging through rubble in the dark to pull survivors from the wreckage of collapsed homes and buildings in videos and photos posted on social media. Mud houses were flattened or damaged as survivors crouched outside for safety. There were a number of aftershocks. Panama's president has signed into law an indefinite moratorium on new mining commissions. President Laurentino Cortizo signed the law Friday, which prohibits renewing existing